T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mike Conti on the call there, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Don't forget, this hour of the program brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Julian Gressel, our guest here, as we're live at Atlanta United's training facility. And Julian, that brought a smile to your face, a little Gresselmania running wild. Were you a wrestling fan by any chance, or is the Gresselmania reference a little bit lost on you?
I'm not a wrestling fan that much, but it's a nickname, you know, the fans created for me. I love it. It's pretty cool. And that call, yeah, it's pretty cool to hear, and to kind of be away for a few weeks and coming back here now to kind of get in those feelings again, you know, it's good because I'm looking forward to the season. Hopefully more calls like that.
Unlike Brad Guzan, who took some time off and was at Disney World, you've had a busy couple of weeks off. You got married. You've been on a honeymoon. What's that all been like? Where'd you go for your honeymoon?
Yeah, so I went to Cozumel, Mexico.
Sweet.
Yeah, it was just blue water and ocean and sand, and you know, that it was beautiful. It was great, and to spend so much time with my family and now my wife, you know, over the last few weeks was a perfect getaway from the game and perfect getaway for the off season. It was an incredible time. You know, it was a lot of fun. But at the same time, I'm looking forward to being back here and getting back to work.
What off season? I mean, it just seems like, you know, we were just, you know, celebrating a championship parade and everything, and now you guys are back to work. Now, you're a young buck, so you're fine. Your body, you can jump start it. But the guys like Parkhurst and those older vets, it seems like it's just a short period of time. Are you like, when you talk about getting into shape, where are you as far as your conditioning, assuming that you just played less than a month ago?
That's one good thing about having a short off season. You know, you don't actually lose too much. I think I took like the first week and a half, 2 weeks off, didn't really do anything. But now obviously I started doing some rehab stuff, you know, some strength stuff, some conditioning stuff. So I'm right where I think the club needs me to be, because they gave us off season programs, you know, and I kind of follow those and maybe do some more stuff extra as I feel. But, I'm ready to go. I'm excited what the new coach has for us in store this next few weeks.
We were talking off the air about the celebration and having Mr. Blank walk into the locker room. Describe that, what it was like. You guys had this long build-up, great season, unbelievable playoff run, and then the culmination, winning a championship on your home field. What was it like for you guys in the locker room?
It was incredible. You know, it was an unbelievable feeling to really make it to where we wanted to be from really – this point one last year. You know, in January last year we set that out, that goal of ours to be, can we be champions? You know, can we be the first franchise to deliver a championship to the city again, you know, and to become champions in front of our home fans? Obviously that was a bonus, and then the way we celebrated was incredible, and the feeling, yeah, it's really hard to describe, you know, because it's such a joy and so much fun that we had that.
Anytime you lose a championship, manager, coach, or whatever, it's hard to replace him. And now Frank DeBoer was introduced today. Have you got a chance to talk to him? And if anything, has he told you about your new role or anything this year?
No, I actually haven't spoken to him. I shook a couple of his assistant coaches' hands just to say hello and introduce myself. But other than that, that was it for now. We'll see. I'm sure I get to talk to him in the next few days.
Now, you have played a little bit of everywhere. Where do you prefer to play out of anywhere?
I don't really care, you know. I think that's a decision for the coach, you know, wherever he sees me fit, wherever he sees me impacting the game the most, wherever, you know, he thinks I fit the best in order for us to succeed. And really that's the mindset I'll always have, I think. So it really doesn't matter to me where I play. If it's that's on the right, where I did it last year, if that's in the middle, like in the playoffs, and ultimately that we won a championship playing that position, you know. So it doesn't really matter to me.
I was reading up on it, said you're the eighth pick in the draft or whatever, and you came here at a point where when this team first got here, what were your expectations? Because this is the South. We know about soccer, but it's not something that we think about all the time. Now with this squad, you guys win a championship in the second year. First year was a fun year. What were your expectations when you knew you were coming to Atlanta?
I didn't really know what to expect because it was my first pro year. You know, I was a rookie, and the club was all new, you know, so it was really tough to kind of set. Yeah, foot on, all right, what am I going to walk into? What is it going to be like? Our training facility wasn't done at that point. Our stadium, you know, wasn't done at that point. So it's just all these question marks that when you walked in here, they were still there. But then you get accustomed to it, you know, you get accustomed to the people and the culture and the city and you know, all your teammates that are new to this whole experience as well. But I think, you know, there goes a big shout to our old coach, Tata Martino, who had a really clear mindset from the start that ultimately led us throughout these 2 years to then become, you know, champions.
Did that help you guys bond? Having so many guys from so many diverse areas all come together? Because it seems like you guys have been playing soccer together for 30 years, the way that you go out and play on the field.
Yeah, I think it did because, you know, like I said, I think the mindset was always there to be a championship and to be a winning team. And for that to happen quickly, we needed to be tight in the locker room right away. So we needed to get to know guys. We needed to get to know each other on the field and in the locker room, you know, to be successful. And, yeah, that definitely helped because we had that, you know, that goal-driven culture within the locker room.
Now, you guys, the 2 years here, you were the hunters. You were going after. You wanted this championship. Now, you're the hunted. And now, you know, teams, what they want to come and take what you got. What do you think this team's approach is going to be about being the hunted now?
I don't think it should change too much, you know, but obviously that's not a decision I have to make. It's with a new manager, you know, coming in. I think we'll get some new ideas thrown at us that will slightly probably change our style of play. But whatever that will be, you know, we'll find out in the next few weeks. But yeah, it's you know, we want to have a championship mentality anyways, you know, no matter if we have a championship now or not. And we're just going to continue what we've been doing because it's been working, to be honest with you, you know, and we kind of got that championship.
We've got Julian Gressel with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Julian, as fans, we can't stand Orlando City. The New York Red Bulls, they're really aggravating in their little tiny stadium that they play in, Red Bull Arena. We don't really like the other New York franchise up there, NYCFC. Who do you guys consider your biggest rivals? I don't want to say who do you dislike the most, but who's the biggest rival to you on the field? You know we're going to have a knockdown drag out when we play what team?
It is probably the Red Bulls because, you know, they've been a constant on the top of the tables for the last few years, you know, and obviously last year they unfortunately stole our supporter shield. But, yeah, and it was a, you know, those games are always fun and always good to be playing in because, you know, they're really matching up to the level we're in. So I think they're the number one one team that we'll have to compete against this year. But, I mean, the Eastern Conference is pretty strong itself. You know, I think Toronto will have a better year again this year. And then, you know, the battle with Orlando is always good, even though we've always come out on top. So it's always a good little rivalry that's starting there. But, yeah, like I said, I think the Red Bulls will be our number one following team again, yeah.
When you look at the season's about to start, you got a lot of stuff coming up as far as MLS, Magic, CONCACAF, all these things. How do you as a squad try to not necessarily ease into it, but use your depth because you have so many good players? How do you use that as far as coming up with all these games in the month of February?
Yeah, I mean, that's something up, you know, what the coach has to figure out. And then with his supporting staff, we have a head of performance, you know, that kind of evaluates our numbers and kind of sees where guys are at in terms of fitness levels and what if they're ready to go for 90 minutes, if they're ready to go for 30 minutes, you know. So it'll be a collaboration of that where, yeah, it's really tough for me to say because I'm not going to be in those positions. If a coach tells me to play, I'm going to play. If a coach doesn't tell me,
90 straight, huh?
Exactly. If a coach tells me that I'm only going to play 30, fine. I wish I could play more, but, you know, so. But, yeah, we're excited to be in all these competitions. You know, we're excited to have that problem because it means that you've done well before and that you're hopefully going to do well again this year.
I think Matt Moore, our guy over here, I've got a genius idea. The Falcons have done this with, like, they do a mock combine. The Hawks will have a media member basketball tournament. You guys want to have a good laugh? Get the media member because none of us have fitness to last past 9 minutes, nevertheless nine. Let's get, like, a 30-minute soccer match out here and see if we can get that going. Would you guys get a good laugh out of that if Matt puts it together?
I think these guys play staff soccer all the time here.
Well, that's right. See, those guys are in charge. I'm talking about guys like Randy and I, or no, more so me.
Yeah, don't put me in that category.
You ain't running for 90 awesome. Minutes.
Oh, no, I'll coach or something like that. No, I'm not going out here with these guys. That is the one thing that has always amazed me about soccer players is the condition that you have to be in. And that was my biggest thing is, like, you know, the recovery time. That's why I say 2 weeks doesn't seem like it's a long time.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. You know, you get what you get, and You know, I got to be ready to go. I'm actually feeling pretty good. I'm actually excited. My legs are ready to get going again. So,
well, we are excited for another season. We want you guys to defend MLS Cup and bring another championship to this city. Lord knows we need one. Julian, we appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, man.
To meet you for the first time face-to-face. And you're welcome back here anytime.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.